So let's review. The entire daf revolves around three approaches to answering a question that Rav Bar Masna asked on the Mishnah in the 9th parak of Masechtas Trumas. The Mishnah says, Shesili Truma Shenitmu Rishasalam. If Truma plants became Tame and were then replanted in the ground, Tahoyrim Milatame, they are no longer considered Tame, Vasurim Milachal, but they may not be eaten. Rav Bar Masna wondered why there would be Asa for a Kohen to eat them if they are Tar. Abaye and Rav Chananya Bar Oven answered, My Asurin, Asurin Lazarim. When the Mishnah says that the growth of the replanted Truma Tameya may not be eaten, it does not mean that a Kohen may not eat them, but that a Yisrael may not eat them because they are Truma. Rav Bar Masna rejects this answer because there are only two possibilities of what the Chiddush of such a teaching might be, and both halachas are already explicitly taught in Mishnayos elsewhere in Masechtas Trumas. The first possibility is B'dabas Shazari Kala, seeds which first disintegrate, regarding which the Mishnah states, Giduli Truma Truma, that which grows from seeds of Truma is considered Truma on a Durabana level. The other possibility is B'dabas She'ein Zari Kala, produce that is replanted and does not disintegrate, such as bulbs of onions or cabbage, to which the Mishnah refers to as Giduli Gidulin. Rashi explains, Gidulin is the original bulb or stalk, which after taking root begins to grow larger. Gidule gidulin is when they produce new bulbs or new stalks. The Mishnah says that gidule gidulin retain their original halacha of tevel, and it's understood that of course they retain their halacha of truma. Rav Bar Masna himself answered in the name of Rav Sheshes, My asurin asurin lekehanim. The Mishnah actually means to say that it is asur for kehanim to eat, not on account of it being tamei, but hoyil v'ifsilu luhu behesach adas. Because Truma becomes possible when it is not consciously protected from Tuma. The Kohen stopped protecting these seeds when they became Tame. The Gemara points out that there is a general machlekes of what is the problem of Hesach Hadas. Rabbi Yechanan says, Psul Tuma Hava, since it was not guarded, we're concerned that it may have become Tame. Therefore, Sheim Yave Eliyahu V'yatirenu, Shem Eloi, if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us that it is Tar, there'd be no problem. Rish Lakish says, Psul HaGuf Hava, not being guarded is an inherent psul, having nothing to do with the concern of Tumah. Therefore, Shem Yav Eliyahu B'yatirenu, Ein Shem Eloi. Even if Eliyahu HaNavi would tell us it is Tahar, it would still be possible. Now, this pshat that the problem with replanted Truma seeds is one of Hesach Hadas is only a problem if Hesach Hadas is a psul haguf. But if it is just a concern for Tumah, there is no problem, because replanting renders it Tahar even from certain Tumah. Ravin explained that when the Mishnah says it is Asr for a Kohen to eat, even though it is Tahar, is not because of Hesach Hadas. Rather, because there is a special Chumra for Truma that replanting does not remove the Tumah to the extent of becoming Mutter for a Kohen. We find precedent for this in the halacha of Mehachag Shenitmu, water of Nisach HaMayim Atzukas, that became Tameh. It depends when they do Hashaka, which is the process of purifying water by bringing it into contact with mikvah water, also referred to as Zriya planting. Hashaken v'achaka hektation tahirin. If the hashaka was done before it was made hektish, the water becomes tar. Hektation v'achaka hashaken tamein. If it was already hektish when the hashaka was done, the water remains tame, because ain Zriya la hektish. There is a special chumra that Zriya does not make the water tar to be valid for hektish. So too, Zriya does not make the produce tar for truma to become mutter for the kain. The discussion concludes with three additional examples of cases where we added an extra chumrah, referred to as a milo, when dealing with kachem. First, we are machmer that the water used to mix with the ashes of the parah aduma be drawn directly from the spring into the kli where it will be mixed. We do not draw it into one kli and then pour it over into the kli where it will be mixed with the ashes. Second, we are machmer that a mechusa kippurim, a person who is tameh, went to the mikvah, waited for sundown, but must still bring a carbon, may not eat kachim even though he is perfectly tar, and may eat truma. Finally, we are machmer that etzim levaina, the wood and levaina incense of kachim, can become tummy like oichel, food, even though it is not an edible food.